back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another development, this time in the Democratic Party, and I think a very, very favorable development. In Nevada, the Democrats have put a bill into the legislature to end caucuses. They're going to do nothing but primaries, like we do in Wisconsin. That's a very welcome development. There should be no caucuses that result in vote in delegates for presidential nominations. I'll tell you why. Iowa is the most notorious example, but Nevada is right behind there. First of all, the people that can show up at caucuses have to be able to show up for hours. They might get there at 5 or 6, have to stay till midnight sometimes. Anybody who needs childcare, a single mom, can't possibly go to that. Somebody who works for a living, especially if they work second or third shift, can't go to it. They can't go to it. What you end up having is a lot of people who have plenty of time on their hands, and maybe they're retirees, but older people aren't going to sit there and put up with all this. But they're basically people who have plenty of time in the evening to hang around, and it's a subset that's not representative of the Democratic Party or of America. So what happens is, in Iowa, increasingly in the Democratic caucuses, they will frequently nominate somebody who's fairly extreme. The same in the Republican caucus. Nevada, a little less so, it's a little more diverse. But you put it all together, and then those people go into New Hampshire with real momentum, and it's false momentum. It's not going anywhere anymore. So, Biden got smoked in Iowa. He did reasonably well in Nevada, but everybody's writing his obituary. They didn't know what they were talking about. So I think that it's important for the Democratic Party, frankly, just to tell the folks, look, guys, we're not going to assign delegates by caucuses in Iowa, in Nevada, anywhere else. And frankly, we're not going to have New Hampshire be the first primary in the country. We're not going to do that. I like New Hampshire. I've been to New Hampshire. I've been to St. Anselm's College, great little college. Went up there and gave a talk long, long time ago. Beautiful, beautiful place. But hey, I mean, it would be as if even just a couple of counties in northern Wisconsin had the first presidential primary. It's great. I have relatives all over Wisconsin. I have them in Hayward. I have them in Whiskey Rapids. See what I'm saying? I have them in Random Lake and Monroe. But those counties shouldn't necessarily have the first primary in the country simply because my relatives live there. And New Hampshire is very small. It literally would be just a couple of congressional districts in Wisconsin. So that's got to change. It's got to change. And it's starting to change in Nevada. We're going to the lines. And congratulations, Rocky of Madison. You have won a T-shirt, designer T-shirt by Crudy. And stay on the line afterwards. Give your mailing info to Luke. And what's on your mind today, Rocky?
Yo, thanks for your show. And I appreciate the fashion coming my way. I've got an idea. I got a real simple idea. $500 fine. $500 fine. You come into Walmart, your nose, you forget to put your mask on, it's a $500 fine, and you're ejected. You start some of these bigger stores where the Yahoos don't think they need a mask, the stores can endorse $500 fine, ejection. All at once, that means something. In San Francisco, that's how I heard they controlled San Francisco in the 1900s with the epidemic, $5 fine. Well, five back then is 500 a day. We got to stop killing people just because we're stupid.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Let's put this in perspective. Here in this state, we're so bad that we have a Republican legislature getting rid of the mask mandate. And then, of course, Evers very, very smartly puts in another 60-day order. So they got to start the whole process. And there's a case in front of the Supreme Court right now to say that the governor can't do this. And are we nuts? I mean, Rocky, are we nuts? There are 50 states. Masks all over the country are what people are doing. They have to do them. Without masks, I mean, if everybody wore a mask, fatalities would have been down by 40% instead of, 600. Well, instead of a couple of million, there'd be, you know, a couple of hundred thousand fewer dead people. I mean, come on, come on. Your idea is great. You know, I go into some stores, though, and I don't go into many of them. Very careful about that. But say you go into a pharmacy or you go into a grocery store, occasionally you see a guy who thinks he's being cool. So when nobody's looking, he slips his mask down around his chin. He thinks that's funny. And then if anybody sees him, he pushes it back up. And, you know, it's hard to police people 24/7. You don't want to police people 24/7, but you're absolutely right. If there's a, there should be a fine for not wearing a mask when you're inside an enclosed space. Some stores have been fined themselves. There's a separate fine for stores that don't enforce social distancing and 25% capacity type laws or 50% in masks, and that's good. But you get these yahoos, and then you know what's sad? Some get violent when they say put on a mask. They shot people. Over in Michigan, a guy shot a guy. He goes into a convenience store, they say, put on your mask, please. Shoots him dead. There's a lot of sick people out there. But so what it's going to take, Rocky, is not just what you're saying, which is dead on, absolutely accurate. Dead on, absolutely accurate. But it's going to require a culture and an agreement to leadership that makes it the norm. You know, right now, the guy that shoots a guy in Michigan, Trump was the president. He's going, well, Trump doesn't wear a mask. He laughs at masks. He thinks that, you know, they're not needed. Republicans don't wear masks. Real men don't wear masks. Now, this is the Darwin effect in a sense. I mean, real men don't wear a mask and they're going to die. The problem is they can give it to other people who also die. And it really reminds me, there was a pond in Texas that had an alligator in it, true story. And the guy that owns the area goes, he puts up a sign, he goes, no swimming, beware of alligator. Two drunk guys come along in Texas. One of them takes off his shirt and he shouts, F the alligator. He jumps in and it's the last they see of him. They did recover a sneaker that was floating on the surface. Well, there's that kind of mentality out there. And when you have Trumps and you have people like Voss encouraging no masks and saying it's a matter of personal freedom, it's not just the Darwin rule. Darwin rule is those people get out of the gene pool because they end up dying, a lot of them. But what it is they can spread it beyond themselves. They can spread it to very good people, even people with masks. If you have people around you that have COVID and keep sneezing and breathing in the atmosphere, it can seep in sometimes. So I'm with you 100%. Find them. If you see a guy slip it, you know, they have security cameras, slips down on his chin, and he does it on purpose because, you know, we're down over his nose, under his nose and all that. Let's get him. Let's get these people. I am very, very tired of people that blow the mask requirement, but I'm even tireder of the Republican Party who knows that it's a killer if you don't have a mask. They know it's a killer if you don't have a mask, and they encourage people not to wear masks. They bring lawsuits to try to get judges to say you don't wear masks. Judge up in St. Croix County, when they started the case, goes, hey, wait a minute. You have the right to say they don't have to wear a mask. You're just chickening out because you want me to take the heat. Well, I'm not doing it. And now they're sneaking back to the Supreme Court doing the same thing. This is the kind of Republican Party we have degenerated to in this state. And it's Voss and the gerrymanders and Citizens United, a lot of other stuff. I don't want to take off on that. But your idea is exactly right. Because if people get nailed for $500, that's a nice little piece of change. It's a nice little piece of change. And a lot of people aren't going to like it. I think it's got to be enforced a hell of a lot more. Rocky, thanks a lot for calling in. Congratulations on the T-shirt. Give Luke your address. Coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.